All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A deal was made over the weekend that a lot of Tigers fans, including a lot of people on this show, was hoping it was going to be the Tigers making a deal for Matt Chapman, bring him here to solidify third base. Now, we kind of all knew that that was going by the wayside when they brought in Gio Urshela. But when you see the terms that Chapman signed for, that's what makes you angry, because it was something that could have got done, and you're wondering, what in the world is Scott Harris up to? What is he doing?
Let me ask you a question, though, here. And look, would I have been happy if the Tigers signed Matt Chapman for the same amount of money? Sure. But let's look at this realistically. And by the way, and I know Rieger will be here with Wojo, and based on Twitter, Rieger and Costa and a lot of other folks, when is Matt Chapman going to Cooperstown? You'd think that this guy was like the greatest player of all time, the way people were bitching about the Tigers not signing him. Now, like I said,
Gold Glove third baseman.
Okay. So the contract, you know, 4 1-year contracts, everybody says. So it's somebody he can opt out. Right. He can opt out. Mm-hmm. But suppose he doesn't perform well. That means he doesn't have to opt out. Is there a player on this team that you wish could opt out?
But see, I think that's...
And here's the other thing, okay?
You can't be afraid to make moves because you made a bad move with Javi Baez.
No, but you can't go crazy over just because of home runs. Now, last year, Chapman, he did get injured late, but you know what? He had 17 home runs, and his on-base percentage was .330. Projected for this year, 21 and .326. Do you know last year he struck out 165 times in 509 at bats? Javi Baez, who blows, had 510 at bats. That's one more. He struck out only 125 times. You would never think that. Okay, so here's my problem with going crazy. Yes, if they would have signed Matt Chapman, fine, it'd have been good. But when you project, and people are just doing projections, so I'm going to project favorably for Chapman, his projections for this year, statistically, baseballreference.com, like I said, 21 home runs, 326 RBIs. You have, granted, you might not like a platoon or a group there, and I'm going to say right now, before you say, well, some of these guys are going to play other positions. Yes, they will, okay? But if you add up, you know, McKinstry, Veerling, Ibanez, who Ibanez should play against left-handers all the time because he kills them, and Urshela, let's see, 9-11, do the math, 31, that's 43 home runs. Now, some of them would be hit while they were playing other positions.
Or you just go out and go get a third baseman that you can play every day, and you go that route.
But they don't want to,
Rather than Frankenstein this thing.
I understand that, but when you... I know people don't want to hear it, okay? And I know the division's wide open. So let's see if we can win the division. Is Matt Chapman going to be that much of a difference maker compared to the four people that I mentioned that are probably going to play that position? And the other thing is,
but hold on,
if you're going to sign a guy for a 4-year contract, So allegedly, now it might not work out. It may not work out, but allegedly starting maybe late this year, but definitely next year, Chase Young is going to be their, that's who they think is going to be their third baseman.
But it's not really not a four-year deal.
Here's the thing. I think a couple of things here. One, you at least wanted to hear that the Tigers were in negotiation, and people would be like, well, how do you know that they weren't? Because the agent would have leaked it out and said, hey, the Tigers made a phone call, and Chapman decided, no, I don't want to go there. Fine. You picked up the phone. You made an effort. But just to say, we're going to Frankenstein this thing and we're going to wait to see what happens with Chase down the line. No, because you have so much money under the cap of just the median.
Your own cap, because you don't have a cap.
No, but I'm saying, but just the median of what teams are spending. You're so far under that you could afford. If it doesn't work out, okay. So now you have two guys that didn't work out, but you're trying. You can't hamstring yourself because of a bad Javi Baez deal.
I'd rather them, and I'm not giving Scott Harris credit at all for this, okay? In fact, I think he's wrong. I'd rather do the J.D. Martinez thing. And they talk about, well, it's going to keep at bats away from people. Evan Petzold in the Free Press wrote about it. Well, Joe wants J.D. Martinez. Petzold wrote, and this is the Tigers' point of view, according to him, is they want guys who are not going to be stuck at playing DH. They want guys who can actually, I don't know, play in the field. I disagree. I think J.D. Martinez, especially as his price seems to be dropping, would be perfect for this team. He's got a great work ethic, takes notes on every at-bat. I'd rather have J.D. Martinez and take my chances with whatever happens at third base, because the team's going to need some offense.
You don't want another Cabrera situation.
But this notion that Matt Chapman is this great player, and of course, because I said it, he will be an amazing player.
He's not a great player, Stoney, but he's an upgrade to the Frankenstein that you would have had at third base.
And he represents trying. You said, Rico, he represents an attempt to try.
You have
this division
money.
Is ready now.
Right, you got money to spend in a division that's not that great. So, yeah, he hits home runs. Okay, he's going to strike out as well. My thing is, if they just didn't want to do this because of Javi Baez, then I'm sorry.
I don't think that's the reason.
I'm saying, but if you're like, well, look, we got stuck with this contract. Because, yeah, if he comes out, lights it up, he'll opt out, he'll leave. It's a win-win. You use me, I used you. And together, hopefully we won some games. Now, like I said, with J.D., sign him to a one-year deal, maybe a two-year.
Just
go and do something, because right now you've done nothing.
We don't. Well, look, what it is, they know what. Whether we agree with it or not, their plan is very Lion-esque to a certain extent. Draft our own, get our own guys, and develop. That's what it seems, and teach them the strike zone and all that stuff. That seems to be the plan. And if that's going to be the plan, unfortunately for us, okay, me included, it's going to take time.
Right. But see, here's why I don't like that plan, because it's not like you're in a division where we were never going to win this thing. So you know what? We can take our time. We can let the young fellas do. You're in a division. Like, if you get off to a good start instead of the normal April start where it seems like you're already 10 games below 500 – you can win this thing. It's not that far-fetched to say. If you can go out there, and if you're just at break-even at the end of April, giving yourself an opportunity to get hot later, it's a division that can be had.
I think they look at it almost the same way Yzerman looked at the Red Wings a couple of years ago. We're not that good right now, so why bother to spend money just to make us eh? Now, the answer to that is, like you said, and rightfully so, this division blows. If they were in a different division, would you change your opinion?
Yeah. If they were in the East?
Yes.
I'm not saying this. At that point, yep, play the young guys, do what you can. It's a foregone conclusion. You're not going to challenge any of the teams in the East.
Right. But
but you don't play there.
But right or wrong, when the numbers stack up evenly between the Frankenstein, or whatever you want to call it, of the three or four guys who are going to play third base, and Matt Chapman, except that, yes, he is a Gold Glove player. 248 539-9797. Now, if you want to be angry at Scott Harris, a very good friend of mine is basically, I don't know the correct way to pronounce the word, but epileptic would be one. Epileptic maybe is the correct response. I'm not sure. That the fact that the Tigers at number three selected Max Clark, a high school player, instead of Wyatt Langford from the University of Florida, who's lit up, you know, the minors last year after his collegiate season and is lighting up spring training and might actually make the Rangers one year. He believes that this kid's going to be unfreaking believable, that he was the third and the Tigers went for the fifth kid. I think that one you have to completely let play out, to assert, to use a Jansen expression, because he drafted a kid who you think is going to be great, but he's out of high school, so that's right. Going to take some time. So, but if, it, like I said, if Langford does do what my friend
thinks
he's
going to do, with your friend being epileptic.
Well, what's the word where you go crazy?
That's it. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's it. Right. Okay, all right.
Yeah,
you lost me for a second. I'm like,
yeah, overcome with anger, extremely indignant, and that's it.
That's it. Okay. Yes, exactly.
Thank you, Mr. Wikipedia.
Thank you.
I had to make sure I get stoned. I had to make sure he was right.
Right.
Was
like, right. I'm not making fun of people who have epilepsy. Okay, I just want to make sure.
Okay. All right.
248-539-9797.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're bringing back somebody who used to play here. It just makes sense on all, just across the board. You bring him back for a year. It allows your younger guys to develop. And then he's gone. But those guys will now be
away.
Ready.
He takes away at bats from them. See, I don't buy that one. I'm more, you know, gung-ho about them signing J.D. Martinez than getting Matt Chapman.
I'm all for moves that are going to help them try to win the division this year.
Yeah, I get it.
I think this town's gotten a taste of success. You've got it with the Lions. You're having it with the Wings. Why stop the party? Let's keep it going with the Tigers. Let's go out there and try. And I think that's what a lot of people want to see is you tried and you went out there. And you didn't sign J.D. Martinez to this long five-year deal. You could sign him to a one-year deal. He's out there. Pick up the phone, see. If he says no,
right,
then nobody's going to be angry because you at least put forth the effort.
Correct. But he seems like, now, obviously somebody else will, but you're not going to get much information out of Scott Harris. He kind of goes to that Dave Dombrowski school of you're not finding anything out. But Dave Dombrowski did everything he could to win. He also had a big pocketbook.
Yeah. Well, 248-539-9797. David, take a text before we hit the phone lines.
Spending for spending's sake. Shaking my head. We should not be doing that. Okay. Mad.
Now, hold on. Whoa. That's not... It's trying to improve your team. It's not spending for spending's sake. You want to be a big boy, you got to do big boy things, okay? You can't sit here and act like you're this poverty team when you're not. You are in Detroit. You are in a market that can afford to do this. and you are below the average, the mean of what competitive teams are paying to win.
But does getting Chapman, spending the money for Chapman, does he make you that much better than having, a lack of a better term, the Frankenstein combination at third base?
I think it is, because at least I know who the third baseman is, rather than, okay, this guy is hot. Okay, now we got to, who are we going to play? Like, every night it shouldn't be a decision. You should be able to write down in your car, third base, Chapman. Let's move on.
I get that too as well.
Mad that we didn't get Chapman. There's a report that our division has the bottom five worst lineups in baseball. Put yourselves apart from the rest and get Chapman. Scott and Tecumseh says, why are we overemphasizing the division being wide open? Baseball is not hockey. A hot goalie can take you to a cup finals. You are not making any noise as a wild card team. No, thank you. A Paul and Shelby says, I want Martinez for 2 years. I don't understand why Harris doesn't pull the trigger. And then another one here says, Stoney, the only sane one in the room. We knew Chapman was bad the last 3 years, and price does not matter, does not indicate, quote unquote, trying or not to any degree.
Yeah, he has not been what he was. I mean, let's, if you just want to look at home run totals, he went from, he went 36, 10, 27, 27, 17. So, whatever. What'd you do with your head?
Jeff Rieger just walked into the room,
okay,
guys.
Stop.
Whoa. Sit down. We got to go. Four weeks. So how are you?
So Jeff Rieger kicks open the door.
You told me to do it.
I immediately am wondering, okay, who the heck is this who just walked in here?
I'm thinking,
me and Stoney got to throw hands?
I thought Newsy Lalonde was here.
Like, who is this bald guy?
I got a big game against Colorado coming up. It was time. It was time. You told me it was time. People on the internet told me it was time. It was time. It was just these lights, they shined right through my hair. It was time. So I just did it. I went home on Saturday night after work. I gave the razor to Olive, and she started it. I finished it.
Yeah, she realized that she might have to go to Cooperstown in 8 years to see Matt Chapman inducted.
I mean, you walk in here all angry, hair,
I'm not
head
angry.
Shaved.
I just I'm look thinking, angry. I look intimidating, right?
Right. I was like, do I need to call security?
Yeah. First time in my life, I look intimidating.
It took like 3 seconds, or you were about to catch a beatdown.
You don't want to F with me.
No, you didn't want to mess with me. You were about to be that meme. You were about to mess around and find out. But
I brought you Chipotle. I owed you a burrito.
Well, you were the stupid one who made the bet.
So. I was almost right.
Bald Jews for 400, Alex.
It's gonna How take many a bald second. Jews are there?
It's going to take a second to get used to, but good for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good
Thank
for you.
Well, there's half of your first show because Wojo's not going to stop laughing.
I know. I'm looking at Evan and Roberto here in the background. They look good. Eventually, you just get used to it. Look at the shine off their head.
I know. He just wanted to suck up the gov.
Oh, that's true. Actually, I got to grow it back. Tom's bald. All right, boys, continue. By the way, you're dead wrong about Matt Chapman. We'll talk at the crosstalk.
Okay.
All right.
Hey,
Jeff Rieger.
He just struck out again.
Jeff Rieger shocking us coming in. Yeah. Okay. Let's just go to Paul and Shelby. Paul, help save the show. You're on the air.
I'll do my very best. I don't understand Rieger. Rieger coming in, invading your. My goodness, you should have called security.
We thought we would have because we didn't know who he was.
Right. I didn't know who he was when he walked through the door. Stoney, I'm not joking. I was like, who is this man aggressively coming into the studio? Where's security at? Oh, it's Rieger. Yeah.
Well, I've met him at a couple golf outings, and security was called. So, you know, I'm with you guys. But, here's the thing. You know, Chapman, I'm with you, Stoney. I understand that. You know, it's feast or famine with him. Home runs or nothing. Great third baseman, no doubt about that. But with Martinez, David read my text. Thank you for that, David. Yeah, I would go with that all day long. I mean, there's a bat, a reliable bat in your lineup. He's not going to take away the at-bats. It's 162 games, guys.
Let me just bring you some stats, because I think Martinez would be good as well. But this is from Evan Petzold in the Free Press. Martinez had the worst strikeout rate of his career last year at 31%, and the second worst walk rate of his career at 7%. He also missed more than 4 weeks of games while on the injured list with lower back tightness and groin tightness. He's played just 12 innings in the field over the past two seasons. They want people who can do both. That's obvious.
Okay, Reed is OPS and his home run rate over the last 5 years.
JD, hold on a second.
It's good stuff. It really is. It's a bat in your lineup.
I want JD Martinez, but there are. It's not a slam dunk, so to speak.
No, it's not. But make the effort, because I do think the division is there.
The last 4 years, OPS. You ready? 680, 867, 790. Last year was good, real good at 893. And he still hit 33 bombs last year. So, yes. That's why I said, give me JD.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Chapman, I don't care about.
I just need to see a move happening. Get a little football in next, 97.1.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
By the way, speaking of coaches and fired coaches, the New Jersey Devils have fired Lindy Ruff.
Which means
to bet the Devils tomorrow at home against the Florida Panthers. Because for some reason, although there's no data to back it up, it's, you know, a lot of people, I'm not the only one who believes this. For some reason, in hockey more than the other sports, the team who fires its coach the next game, they seem to win. This year, I think it's like 3-0.
Another part of the patch curse. The Devils are chasing the Red Wings in this playoff chase.
Oh, boy. Here come those Devils.
I'm always a fan of the Devils. I think I'll bet them tomorrow. Let's go Devils.
You're not supposed to be a fan of the Devils. You're a man of the cloth.
Gonna win me some money tomorrow. I'm going for the Devils.
And helped out that church building fund.
Hey, no. My own building fund. Mm-hmm. Let me read this one. We suggested, or not suggested, in the mock draft, JJ was going to the Giants. Someone does have a suggestion, though. Russell Wilson to the Giants, please.
Yeah, Russell Wilson to the Giants. Ooh. They cut Daniel Jones, and then they draft the quarterback to learn from Russell Wilson. You talk about a host of a show who won't show up.
He did that just for Chase Young.
I know.
I don't even know which one would I want more. Russell Wilson there or J.J. McCarthy there?
What would upset him? That's a great question.
What would upset Mike more? I think JJ, because JJ would be there longer. Russell, maybe there for 1 year.
For just a year, yeah.
No, because I think he could put up with JJ if he turned into a good quarterback.
Right, but
the belief right now.
If he didn't.
Yes.
And now you're stuck with, basically you went from Daniel Jones to him.
But he's not killing
anyone. Eli to Daniel Jones to JJ. If JJ does not live up to the expectation, and you know Mike is not going to come in with lowered expectation ever. So that's why it would be funny.
Yeah, but he might for JJ.
No, because he's going to be, how come he can't be CJ Stroud? He didn't take all this time. Come on. Have you never met Mike?
You know, I understand that, but he doesn't think JJ's that good to begin with.
No, it's not JJ. It's the fact that it's the Giants. And the fact that the Giants didn't go and get, because all you need is the quarterback that gets taken after JJ to be really good and then watch him lose it.
That's a good point.
So that's the Mike Valeni that I've grown to love and watch get so angry over sports. So ticket text, Dave, before we hand this show off.
I'm about to read this ticket text, but this is a reason why I want the Tigers to spend money, win a World Series, so I can stop seeing texts like this. Listen, I agree with Stoney. The 84 Tigers had a platoon at third base between Tom Brookings, Matt Castillo, and Howard Johnson, and they won the whole thing.
Okay, look, I might even know he agrees with me. I ain't going back to 1984.
Win a championship. So we can stop hearing about 84.
And really, yes. Brookings was the third baseman.
Thank you.
Hojo people bitched didn't play enough. Yeah. And they shouldn't have traded him for Walt Terrell.
We talking Hojo Tommy Brookings?
Well, they were talking about how I suggested that this, as Rico called it, Frankenstein or four-headed monster at third base would be just as good offensively as Chapman if you combine them all together. Because you and your ilk believe that Matt Chapman's going to be in Cooperstown.
Wait, am I leading this, or is Costa leading this?
I don't know. Whatever. I mean,
you know what's funny about you, Stoney? Yeah. It's good to see you, by the way. Again.
Well, I can't say it's good to see you.
I can't believe
that head.
When they platooned Hank Greenberg back in the day. That was and Hank Aguirre, what was up with that?
You know, I
was an everyday
heard,
player.
Wait a second.
What? I'm sorry.
You guys are in studio together. Do we have the song?
And it's not the drops tournament.
Yeah, do we have the song?
And no, I'm not playing that right now.
You don't have
no,
the song?
Not doing it.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't. Calm down, yes. Little Jeffy.
For this? Yes. No, we're good.
And what about me?
Oh. Yeah, and Jeffy's on his fifth radio show of the day.
I know.
Yeah. And now, Rico, and I swear to God, nobody would convict you. When Rieger came in with his, let's be honest, a skinhead look.
Yes.
And if you had attacked him and beaten him with an inch of his life, and you explained to the judge, well, he looked that way and he was menacing, they let you off.
Came in with a hoodie on.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This is not. Oh, this is a hoodie, I guess.
Yeah. It's like, what?
Yeah. Well, you were scared for your life?
No, I have no idea who opened up the door because you opened it so aggressively.
He's Dr. Evil.
Oh, my.
And we know we got crack security here, so I'm like, whoa, what just happened?
There's security here? Really?
I could go for a little New Zealand loaned, right? I could pass.
So for about one second, it was like, okay, well. Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Who was the best-looking bald dude?
In the world?
Yeah, like the most renowned bald dude.
Telly Savalas, okay. Back in the day.
Is he still alive?
No.
He's got to be dead.
Slick Watts of the Sonics. I don't know.
I think I look pretty good. Maybe.
Is your wife? Does your wife agree? That's all.
It's going to take
she
a little bit.
Really? Yeah, Allison hates it.
She liked the other?
Yeah, she liked the patchiness. Apparently, she didn't think my hair was that bad.
It's an adjustment. For
sure. It is. It is. Mm-hmm. Kind of surprises you. Jumps out at you.
Now, did you guys, Rico, did Stoney help you solve any issues today? Did you guys figure anything out? Did you figure out what the Tigers needed to do? What about the Red Wings?
We both agreed with you on the J.D. Martinez.
Yes, get J.D.
We disagree on the greatest third baseman of all time, Matt Chat.
Yeah, I don't understand what's going on.
And Michael Jack Schmidt.
Yes,
and,
I know.
Him and Brooks Robinson.
I don't know who's more guilty, Rieger or the Costa kid in the morning. They're...
I think it was
the fact that you didn't attempt to go get him.
Well, we don't even know if
you knew it was over and that you weren't going to go get him. But I think Tigers fans just wanted to see their name in the running.
But I just think, Rico, it was such
Harris
to me.
Harris picked up the phone.
He got such.
Pick up the phone.
He got less than he thought he was going to get, and it was a doable deal
because
for the Tigers.
Because he's a lesser player than you'd think.
And the funny thing is both you idiots, and I'm going to use idiots because you've called me worse. You guys are joking about it, but both you believe that the man would actually help the Tigers offensively and defensively.
Yeah,
there's no. There you go. What are we doing with $10 million under the payroll of last year?
Not much evidence he would help offensively. His numbers for the majority of last year were worse than Harvey Baez. Considerably worse.
You have an everyday third baseman that in the last two of the last 3 years hit 27 jacks. And you geeks, you're a baseball writer of America. Hold on a sec.
So last year's offensive numbers don't.
No, they matter. It was a down year. But in a down year,
Boy, it's going to be a fun show.
But hold on.
How about you guys save this for that show?
In a down year,
why don't we do that?
Why don't you save that for this show?
Dude had a 4.1 WAR. How many Tigers have
that? Defense!
Hey guys,
they turned off my button.
Yeah. Rico and I will see you tomorrow.
Oh, right.
Hey, are you guys playing nice? Everything's going good.
Yeah,
they're nice.
We're civil.
Yeah,
Hatchet's turning off our.
Why wouldn't it be? Yeah.
Oh no, I'm just checking to make sure. No. You never know.
I get to work.
Rico's very happy, yeah, because he's not the oldest person in the show anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point. Good point.
And I get to work with a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, there you go,
Godfather.
Yeah.
Who's got great hair, by the way? Look at that guy's hair.
Wojo and Rieger, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.